This is Brotherhood of Man.
You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. 'Cause you know you've got to save your kisses for me. Save all your kisses for me. Bye-bye, baby, bye-bye. Don't cry, honey, don't cry. Won't you save them for me? Even though you're only three.
A true British Eurovision classic to start off this week's episode of the Eurovision Showcase. I'm your host, Kieran Uri Tuttiert, and welcome. Sit back and relax, and I'm with you for the next hour playing some fantastic music from the world of the Eurovision Song Contest.
This is Scott Mills, and you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Ready, aiming, fire, gun, nothing can cool me down. White on Venus, hot like the sun, whoa, nothing can cool me down. Got my stilettos on fleek, nothing can cool me down. See the shadows dancing on me, no, nothing can cool me down. And before the night is over, I'm a light of sparkle in a crazy hour. I'm your goddess, on your knees, dum, da, 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 down. I'm hot as in fire, what's it can cool me down? What's it can cool me down? Oh, 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 oh. I'm dancing like flames and nothing can cool me down. Watch me, I run this town. Oh, 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 oh. Now what's it can cool me down? Da, 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 down. Da, 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 no, what's it can cool me? There's no need to call 911. Nothing can cool me down. If you do, you're spoiling the fun. Oh, nothing can cool me down. And before you beg and please, I'm a light of sparkle in a crazy hour. I'm your goddess on your knees. Da, 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 down. I'm hot as in fire. What's it can cool me down? What's it can cool me down? Oh, 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 oh. I'm dancing like flames and nothing can cool me down. Watch me, I run this town. Oh, 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 oh. Now what's it can cool me down? Da, 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 down. Da, da, da. Now what's it can cool me down? Da, 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 down. Da, da, da. Now what's it can cool me? I love way that you want it. Come get it like you want it. Yeah, yeah, we blaze even brighter when being too. I'm hotter than fire. What's it can cool me down? What's it can cool me down?
Margaret with Cool Me Down from Poland's Eurovision National Final in 2016. And would you believe they did not pick that song? You think with how catchy it would have been, and it is, you would have thought the Polish people would have picked it, but they didn't. No, they went and picked for their version, and a pretty mediocre version, of Freddie Mercury. Yes, that's Michal Spak as well, with Colour of Your Life, but Colour spelt in the American way, which looked and was rather bizarre, to say the least. But Cool Me Down by Margaret was a worldwide hit, I would say. Well, it is true. It was a worldwide hit across many charts across Europe and the world. So around Germany, Poland, Russia, Romania, Sweden, and the United States, it charted pretty high. And it was very, very popular among the fandom of the Eurovision Song Contest. And I tell you what, there were a lot of broken hearts in that season. Yes, I was one of them. For many, many reasons. Anyways, we won't go into that because we'll go on here forever and it would be too much. Right, time to say hello and welcome to the Eurovision Showcase. I'm your host, Kieran Uritutti. Sit back and relax. Enjoy this 1 hour infusion of Eurovision music right here. And if you want to get in contact with the show, it'd be lovely to hear from you. Our Twitter handle is at ESC Showcase. Our Facebook page is called The Eurovision Showcase, and you can send us an email, escshowcase@gmail.com. Righty-ho, it's now time to move on to our next song. Now, did you know that this song coming up next was actually in the Dutch Eurovision National Final in 1982? Yes, it was. Now, Fantasy Island, which we all know from Tight Fit, but originally the song was from the Netherlands National Final in 1982. Yes, Fantasy Island by The Millionaires. Now, it's a little bit different, obviously, because it's in Dutch. But yes, it's one of those strange moments in Eurovision history where a song from a national final did actually better than the Dutch entry that year. Well, the Eurovision entry that year. So, we will hear the Dutch entry in 1982 in just a few moments, but this is the song from the Dutch National Final 1982. Here is The Millionaires. Yes, with Fantasy Island.
Ik had een droom over een eiland met wuivende palmen ver over zee. En buiten ons kon niemand daar komen behalve diegene die in mijn droom verscheen.
Fantasy Island, staring on the evil, leaving for a medical car and babies.
So this was now the Dutch entry of 1982 in Harrogate. Here is Bill van Dijk with Jij en Ik, You and Me.
Kijk, de zwaluwen zijn weer terug. Hebben een reis achter de rug. En de winter gaat op de vlucht. Jij komt terug. Kijk, de berenboom achter ons huis. Staat weer in bloei, is weer de bruid. En mijn dromen die komen uit. Jij komt terug. Jij en ik hebben elkaar weer gevonden. We blijven voor altijd verbonden. Hoe onze wegen ook gaan. Jij en ik zullen elkaar blijven. Dat we samen naar huis zullen gaan. Kijk, langs iedere weg staat een kruis. Zo is de lange weg naar huis. Jij en ik komen samen thuis. Jij komt terug. De zwaluwen hoog in de lucht hebben een reis achter de rug. Net als wij niet meer op de vlucht. Jij komt terug. We samen naar huis moeten, jij en ik, langs die verschillende wegen, komen elkaar toch weer tegen, daar waar de perenboom staat.
Jij en ik. From Bill van Dijk, which was the Netherlands entry in 1982, yes. It sounded better than I remembered, actually. Yeah, I actually quite liked that. Though the performance on the night was awkward. Yes, it's one of those memorable Eurovision performances which you best want to leave in the history books, I must admit. Right, it's now time for us to go over down under to Australia. That was my awful Australian accent. Yeah, I'm not going to do that again, so don't worry. It's time to hear a little recap of all of the 10 songs that are participating in Australia Decides, which is taking place on Saturday, February 8th. Yes, and it will be live on Eurovision.tv, I believe. Yes, they have a live stream. So make sure you keep an eye on that. And it will be broadcasting UK time at around about 9:30 in the morning. Yes, so it's time for us to do things upside down, other than down in Australia. Okay, so let's hear Australia's national final songs for 2020. First of all, here's IOTA with Life.
Cannonballs, everything falls from the sky. Miracles, angels and children.
I cried to my mother.
Here's Jack Vidgun with I Am King, I Am Queen. Here's Diddery with Raw Stuff.
Life has some raw stuff. Life has some raw stuff.
Mitch Tambo, Together.
We don't have to fear. We are never above. We are never above. We are never above.
Casey Donovan with Proud. Jordan Ravi, Pushing Stars. Dan Arubas, Can We Make Heaven? Jaguar Yanoizi with Rabbit Hole. Montigan with Don't Break Me. Lessons of Love, and that's sung by Vanessa Amorosi. And that's all the songs for Australia's national final. Australia Decides, which is going to take place on Saturday the 8th, this coming Saturday, February 2020, at 9:30 a.m. UK time. Now, social media has been going crazy over the last few weeks about the rumours of the UK entrant for Eurovision this year. And Fleur East was inundated with Twitter questions and rumours about her entry into Eurovision representing the United Kingdom this year. Now, as many of you guys know, Fleur East is one of my biggest choices that I would love to have had the UK sent to Eurovision with her song Sax a few years ago. I think it was in 2016. Oh, it would have been incredible. So, but historically, all over the years, there have been so many rumours, of course, about who's going to represent the United Kingdom, especially in the early 2010s when we were just selecting artists to go to Eurovision. So we had Blue, and we had Engelbert Humperdinck, and of course we had Bonnie Tyler. Now, I remember in 2013, there was a columnist from the Daily Mail said that Bonnie Langford is going to be chosen to sing for the UK in Malmo that year. And then also at the same time, there was a columnist in the free newspaper, The Metro, saying that Alicia Dixon has been approached to represent the UK. And then somebody started a rumour also that Girls Aloud were going to represent the UK in Malmo. But in the end, we ended up getting Bonnie Tyler, of course, and we ended up getting this entry. So here is Bonnie Tyler with Believe in Me, the UK Eurovision entry in 2013.
You say you don't believe in signs from up above, and you laugh at the thought of putting your faith in stuff like love. You never see the rainbow, you just curse the rain. You say you wanna believe, but it's just not worth the pain today. But that's all fine if that's how you want it to be. But if you're feeling alone and afraid, then you can't breathe. Believe in me, yeah. Believe in me, yeah. Believe in the way I look at you and stand beside you, the way I speak the truth. Never no compromise. That's why the seconds and the minutes of the days of your life go crawling by. Well,
Maria.
I am Cristina.
We are Baccara.
From Spain.
Yes, from Madrid. You are listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. We represented Luxembourg in 1978.
And the name of the song is Parlez-vous Français.
Wow, hello. You are looking good, Maite. How was the island, the sun and the sea? Tell me all about it. Just too much, Maria. It was like a dream come true. Go on, I want details. Where did you stay? What did you do? Who did you meet? Oh, I don't know where to start. Well, the most important thing first, any romance? All right then. Lady, down by the seaside, one lazy afternoon, in the sun,
in the sun,
having fun,
having fun,
watching him, watching me. Was he sporty, looking naughty? I thought it was too soon. Oh, but then,
why were there?
Oh, that man,
oh, that man
stood before me as tall as a tree.
He asked me, parlez-vous français? If you do, we will be okay. If not, it's alright. Cause baby, tonight l'amour will teach you what to say. He asked me, voulez-vous danser? If you do, we will be okay. Cause love us in France, begin with a dance. L'amour will teach you what to say.
Have you had a feeling?
Once you are glad,
that's what he did to me. I'll show you where is the way to Paris. I don't care if it's far. I'll be mad, I'll be crazy as Paris can be.
They'll ask me, parlez-vous français? If you do, we will be okay. If not, it's alright, cause baby tonight l'amour will teach you what to say. They'll ask me, voulez-vous danser? If you do, we will be okay. Cause lovers in France begin with a dance. L'amour will teach you what to say.
Thank you, girls, for introducing. That was Luxembourg's entry in 1978, Parlez-vous Français.
Oui?
Yes, Baccarat, Rob, from Yes Sir, I Can Boogie fame.
C'est bon. Et bonsoir et bienvenue à Rob's Random Request.
Oui. Oh, I like that. But we weren't ready. I just wanted to say, Rob.
I wanted to get out of my head before I forgot it.
Yeah, that's fair enough. I can let you off with that. but Baccarat only came seventh in 78.
That's mean.
I know, it was in Paris as well, so it's sort of like it really worked really well if it was
one of my favourite cities.
Yeah, Bellevue Français.
Anything French really is just wonderful. Anyway.
Yes, it is true, and we love it so much.
And we shall live there, right, Karen?
We shall indeed in the future.
Yes. Anyway.
Okay, versus Rob.
I have a year in my hand.
No, you need to introduce it properly.
Yes, of course, I forget. So, everyone, welcome to Rob's Random.
Yes, it's that part of the show where Rob's got the two hats out and they've got little bits of paper in each of them. One of the hats, which is the first hat, has years inside, and in the other hat we've got countries on.
Does indeed.
And last week we picked Luxembourg 1956 on the second attempt.
Which we were quite impressed about, that we managed to find one that was so, a country that was so, that was out of however many countries we've got in the hat.
Oh God, 45 there or something, it's ridiculous. But we've also got like countries obviously that have taken part. So sometimes we get like Serbia, Montenegro or Yugoslavia or something like that. Right, so Rob, what's the year first?
Okay, the year is 1972.
Oh, that was the one and only Eurovision Song Contest to come from Scotland. And from Edinburgh in the Usher Hall.
Oh, good. Well, we're getting retro again with our years.
We are. And I think there was about 20 countries that year.
That's more, well.
Or 18. I think it was 18.
Okay, right. Yes. I've got one. Oh, the UK.
that was nice and easy. There we are. That's the New Seekers with Beg, Steal or Borrow.
Oh, brilliant. It won, didn't it?
No, it came second.
Oh, sorry. I'm thinking of... I was thinking of Save Your Kisses for Me.
No, 76. Yes. Yeah. And, yeah.
Well, I know it's Beg, Steal or Borrow. Da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, I know this one.
Yeah. Luxembourg won that year, which was Après Toi from Vicky Leandros.
After You.
Yeah. But the English version that she sang, which many of our listeners probably would remember, is Come What May.
Like the song from Moulin Rouge.
And not quite. Even, I don't know.
I'm trying to persuade Kieran to watch Moulin Rouge. Anyone who wants to call in and say Moulin Rouge is worth watching, it is great because it's a fantastic film.
I'm not interested, I'm sorry.
That and Chicago.
Yeah, well, Chicago and all that jazz.
All that jazz.
Now, that's the best song out of all of these. Anyways, moving on. Beg, Steal or Borrow, UK, 1972, coming second. Yes, for the New Seekers.
You know I'll beg, steal or borrow. I'll bring you love. I look at you and I see what I've been looking for. Now it's very clear to me we should be together. You make me feel I could reach for the love.
Hi, this is Sib from Switzerland. You're listening to
Eurovision Showcase
on Forest FM. This is our song, Stones. Enjoy!
Wild joker on a gold throne. Blood diamond summer home. Wrong people with the right to know. But I can't do anything about it. All saying that life's hard. Don't want it in a backyard. We should be further from the start. But I can't do anything about it. We're so afraid we'd fire away. What's a life worth? We're so afraid, repeat the mistake. Is the enemy. It's been this way for centuries. And I can't do anything about it. Can't wait to light the cannonball. Can't face the mirror, says it all. Sins of the father make us fall. And I can't do anything about it. We so afraid we fire away.
Criminally underrated, Switzerland 2018, Zibs with Stones, here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. It is now time to keep you updated with what's going on in the world of the Eurovision Song Contest. It is now time for your Eurovision Showcase news, dated today, Sunday, the 2nd of February, 2020, and I'm your host, Kieran Aritasius. Yesterday, we had three practically semi-finals taking place. And if you would like to check out the results of Norway's Melody Grand Prix semi-final 4, Sweden's first semi-final in Linköping in Melody Festivalen, and Lithuania's first semi-final, you can check that out, all the results, at eurovoir.com. Later on today, we will have Poland's first semi-final, and tomorrow, on Monday the 3rd, we will have the song and artist announcement of who's going to represent the Czech Republic at the Eurovision Song Contest. Earlier this week, a clip of the Spanish entry from Bailao Canto with Universo has been released, and so we basically got our second Eurovision entrant already. The full lineup of Denmark's Dansk Melody Grand Prix 2020 has been released. All of the songs have been announced, and I will be playing one of them as a request for Javier Laval a little while. The Romanian broadcaster TVR has announced that the act for Rotterdam will be internally selective for this year, and the song will be chosen within a national final setup. So stay tuned for more details. Tornik Kapiani, who is representing Georgia at this year's Eurovision Song Contest, will be reported to sing the song Take Me As I Am and have three backing vocalists. It's a mixture of rock, electro and dubstep. It's very bizarre. And the Irish delegation's head of creative has said that an artistic on point of an LGBT act will be representing Ireland at this year's Eurovision Song Contest. Sounds interesting. And that is your Eurovision Showcase news. Obviously, there's going to be plenty more coming up this coming week of the Eurovision world, basically. We've got, obviously, tomorrow, Czech Republic will be announcing their artist and entrant for Eurovision after their online national final. On Tuesday, we will have the first night of San Remo. Yeah, it's very exciting. And also, Israel will be selecting their artists for Eurovision. On the 5th, yes, at Wednesday, San Remo will have its second night, of course. And on Thursday, the 6th, Serbia will be releasing their songs for their national final, and also the third night of San Remo. On Friday night, the 7th, we will have the fourth night of San Remo. So it's San Remo galore. Yes, all this week. And, well, from Tuesday, of course. And then from the 8th, it's our first Super Saturday of the Eurovision season. Yes, so we've got national finals in Australia, Malta, Italy, and Latvia. And we've got semi-finals in Norway, Sweden, Lithuania, Iceland, and Ukraine. Yes, so it's a big week to be a Eurovision fan. This is the time of the year which we're all excited for, I'm sure. So sit back, relax, let it all wash over you, and we'll be coming back with a request from Javier Laval very shortly here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Have you missed a previous episode of the Eurovision Showcase? Never fear, Kieran is here. Visit the website escshowcase.podbean.com or search for the show on Spotify, Mixcloud or any podcast app, including Apple Podcast and the Podbean app itself. The Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with Kieran Ari-Tuttiot. There is no need to be making your mind up.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
They told me that dreams don't put food on the table. They kept saying you weren't all to stand out. So I gave up dreaming, stayed in the shadows, listened to the people who held me down. And on and on and on it goes, on and on it goes. Here's to the impossible dreamers, the foolish believers who choose that they're gonna walk through the desert and search for the better in you. As if you're gonna die today, choose your own path in the clear, calm moonlight. Follow your heart, it knows the way. Here's to the impossible dreamers, the foolish believers who choose gonna walk through the desert and search for the better in you. To reach out for that helping hand from this impossible dreamer, this foolish believer. I'm still gonna walk through the desert and search for something better. Ooh, ooh. Here's to the impossible dreamers, the foolish believers, the truth. That they're gonna walk through the desert and search for something better in you.
That's a request from Javier Laval across the pond in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. That is the wonderful song from Dansk Melody Grand Prix 2020. Yes, had to distinguish between Denmark and Norway here. Yes, so that is Søren Okholm. Yes, Impossible Dreamers here on the Eurovision Showcase. Good song. And there is a lot of good songs in the Danish National Final, I must admit. So we'll be playing them as the weeks go by, of course, here on the Eurovision Showcase. Now, coming up this coming Saturday, I'm particularly very excited to watch, yes, coming up this Saturday, the very first semi-final of Songs for Keppnin 2020. Yes, Iceland get to pick the Eurovision entrant once again. And it was reported a few weeks ago that Netflix have contributed some money to the Icelandic broadcaster for the Eurovision entrant this year. So I think the quality of the songs this year have really stepped up a notch from what they were last year. I really do. Not to say that Frederik, Hera and Hattari were bad, and no way am I saying that, but I just feel like Iceland has sort of stepped up a gear, and this is awesome. So this is just the first semi-final, second semi-final, my goodness me. So here we are. This is just a little recap of what to expect in the Icelandic semi-final of Songs for Keppnin 2020. Next Saturday. The very first song is from Kid Isaac, Eventi, which means adventure. Agumpun, which basically means Your Eyes by Brianna Mary. Dimmer with Anne McCreevy, which means eclipse. Ice Lord and Helga with Klukken Trifar, Meet Me Halfway. Elizabeth, Elta Fier. So I think they stepped it up. I really like that. Right, let's move swiftly on for more music from the world of the Eurovision Song Contest.
White lightning up on us again. The walls now paper thin, and soon the sun's breaking in. Don't you know, and know how the world is not always true. Still my truth will remain in you. We'll be brave. No. Ooh.
Nastya Mala. I'm a singer from Ukraine. And this is my song, Enjoy.
When alone, you go to burning place. When you live where you belong. Don't forget to put a smiling face. And you'll feel so much at home. You can go to Moscow, you can go to Oslo. It's no matter where you are. Be yourself and give a smile. You can meet Mohammed, you can meet Mateo. Hold up, open up your heart.
Absolute masterpiece by Jamala from the Ukrainian national final in 2011, only coming third. What is that all about? I don't know. Right, let's move on to our next song, and it's the song that actually came second in that national final. Yeah, bizarrely, this didn't even go to Dusseldorf either. Yes. So here is Lata Olgovinich and her song, The Kakushka. Ukraine's national final in 2011.
Baby, you're my tequila, baby.
Yes, it's time for Live and Kicking and for us to say our goodbyes. I'd like to thank you very much for listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM for another week. I'm your host, Kieran Uri-Tussiet, and thank you for joining us. I'm going to leave you in the capable hands of the most beautiful Dutch entry, and maybe even the most beautiful Eurovision entry ever. Maribel Calvayau, In Love With You, from the Netherlands in 1984, live in Luxembourg. Take care, arrivederci, au revoir, revoir, bis lat, dobidenia, taxamiket, and adios. See you next Sunday. Toodaloo.
Online and on 92.3 FM. This is Forest FM.